This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a Colorado web designer who says she won't offer wedding website designs for gay couples because of her religious beliefs. The web designer, Lori Smith, also wants to post a statement on her website about her beliefs, something that's restricted by Colorado's anti-discrimination law. She says the law violates her free speech and religious rights. The Supreme Court said Tuesday that it would look only at the free speech issue. The case will be heard in the next session. Colorado hopes investing in an innovative tool to monitor wastewater will pay off in giving an early warning about the future spread of COVID-19. When the pandemic hit, some Colorado universities and water treatment agencies started taking wastewater samples and sending them to labs for analysis. Testing wastewater from dorms and then testing students allowed the University of Denver to quickly isolate infected students. Corrine Langsfeld helps lead DU's COVID-19 response efforts.
It works. I mean, it definitely is a case study, I think, of exactly how to control spread.
The state health department hopes to have as many as 40 wastewater utilities join a statewide network to give officials an early lead on identifying outbreaks. Hotels in Colorado Springs saw some of their highest occupancy rates for the month of January this year. The Gazette reports more than half of the city's hotel rooms were booked last month. That's not as full as 3 years ago, when occupancy rates for January set a record of more than 55%. But the paper says the January 2020 occupancy rate is the fourth highest it's been since 1990. This is CPR News and KRCC. I appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday afternoon. In Denver, it is a scorching 10 degrees, and that's going to be the high for today. The low, -2. Stay warm out there. Drink your favorite hot cocoa. Thanks for listening.